Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hungry Like a Wolf?
Now.
Is this I Run?
Oh, you're close. Same band. Flock of Seagulls. But it's Space Age Love Song.
Now, there is... there is a sweet spot. We talked about it already once this week. There's a sweet spot if it was on the Vice City soundtrack.
All right.
Which I think I Run was.
I Ran.
I Ran. So, oh, I apologize. Yeah.
I'll try to find some of the Vice City new wave songs so I can find your sweet spot.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, because that's fun. I attribute, and you've helped, you've tried to help me feel like all new wave music isn't sad and depressing music that, you know, you just want to live under a bridge to.
Right.
But that doesn't do the same as when you're playing a cool video game that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if you had me doing more fun things while listening to music like that. I mean, the show's fun.
Right, but do you want to, like, go carjack somebody?
Well, that doesn't need to be like that. Maybe if you were just like, hey, do you want to, you know, maybe it's golf. But I got to say, if you played New Wave while we were golfing, that'd be rough.
I don't think you'd like it.
Yeah, but, you know, something like that. Like, we're doing something else that's fun. And there's new wave involved. Maybe that's the way, you know, you kind of indoctrinate me.
This was on the soundtrack to Vice City. Maybe you'll feel this.
Okay, I'm ready to feel things. Second. It was?
Yeah, ready to carjack. Grand Theft Auto, Vice City soundtrack. Fascination Human League.
Man, to tell you what I would do in Vice City probably says a lot about who I am as a person.
I bet we did the same thing.
I would hide in the parking garage and shoot people from the roof.
Oh. You're an animal.
What would you do?
I didn't do anything that bad. All I did was get a prostitute, have sex with her, and then beat her up and take her money, which was my money, so I had free sex with a prostitute. Then I'd kill her. It really taught me a lot about life. So this story is very interesting to me. I think I can safely say most of us, if not all of us, are looking forward to not having to wear a mask any longer. Well, story on Fox 13 Tampa Bay's website, headline. Some people, especially women, want to stay masked even when they don't have to. Many people, especially women, say wearing a mask makes them feel invisible out in public, and they feel protected from unwanted attention.
Oh, man. Now, my response is somehow going to be more chauvinistic than the fact that women have to wear masks.
Oh,
because
no.
I would just think that most... Oh, man, yeah, maybe, and now that it's coming out of my mouth.
No, crawl out of your cave and say it.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I feel that most men who would be over-the-top ogling, is that a term?
Uh-huh.
Ogling a woman would be based on other parts of their body being exposed and not so much the face.
Oh, right. I think with the mask, though, they feel invisible. Like, they feel like you don't know who I am, so you're not looking at me.
Right. Oh, so even if you are looking at, you know, my breasts that are just engorged and spilling out of my top, there's no face to go along with it.
So
I'm just like a...
Engorge was necessary.
Well, I'm just trying to paint a picture. If you know, I got the hoots out, but, you know, it's not really me. It's just a faceless, you know...
Pair of boobs.
Well, I mean, they said it, not me.
Can't understand why women would want to be invisible. according to The Guardian... Some retail workers said that wearing a mask means they don't have to smile at people all day long, even when they don't feel like it. We can tell if you're not smiling. When I'm at the gym, I swear to you, I go so far out of my way to try to smile with my eyes, I probably look like a raving lunatic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You definitely have an aggressive no-face smile. And it's, you know, it's... Can I see it real quick?
Sure. And imagine I'm wearing a headband, but not like the 1970s headbands. Yeah. I got a new bunch of headbands that covers most of my head. And I'm like...
TheBoneOnline.com, Bone TV, if you want to see this. Give me that. Oh, yeah. You do that to women.
Everyone.
Okay.
Not just women.
And nobody's called the police yet?
Not yet. Okay. But when I hit the gym, as soon as I hit the gym, I'm...
Well, see, I'm trying to take away the actual smile and just feel what it would look like just with the... Yeah. You actually look like you're asking for help.
Maybe I am. 727-579-1025. If for whatever reason you are looking forward to continuing to wear a mask, I would love to hear that phone call. What you got, Spence?
I was just going to ask you to look at Bone TV.
Oh, my God. Never. We got to have a rule against close-ups of me. That's just oof. No one needs to see that. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm really, really sorry, everybody. Oh, John, give me your no. That's John's smile. There's no. All right, now mine.
Oh, man, that's scary.
It's radio for your eyes. Hey, what's up, Brian? Welcome to Drew Graba Live. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm great. How are you and John doing this afternoon?
Man, we're really good. Thank you very much for asking. We're trying to smile with our eyes right now.
I can only imagine. Good luck getting John's sweet spot. You've definitely gotten mine with the rejoin music today. I've loved it.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. Hey, so two quick things. I don't know. I've been listening most of the day, but I don't know if anyone mentioned on the pipeline... that is actually refined fuel, so it is fuel for use.
The vehicle, not the that's oil. Good. Oh,
not
that's...
crude oil, but okay. It's refined fuel. All right. That's good info. Thank you.
Correct. And then another huge part that a lot of people didn't realize is that that pipeline is a direct feeder to a lot of the major airports on the East Coast. So Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, Charlotte, BWI, Dulles, Reagan, all of those get their fuel from that pipeline directly. So there's a huge trickle down effect because they're going to make sure that the airlines are getting filled back up first.
Okay. Gotcha. Again, still no need to panic right here in Tampa Bay. Like there's no reason to.
Absolutely.
You seem to know a lot about fuel and how much of it there is and where it needs to go. Is it that so many people got so much gas that we were able to kind of crumble the system in Florida, even though there was supposedly no shortage? Or are we always operating that close to the brink of a collapse that it only takes a little bit for things to collapse?
What a great question.
If you know the answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know enough to be deadly, but yes. So it's a little bit of both. One is that we do operate, I'm not in the industry, but the industry does operate so close. It's an on-demand system. And you think a lot of the smaller mom-and-pop independent, corner stores, their tanks are a lot smaller. They're buying just what they can sell versus the Loves, the Wawas, the, other bigger markets. And they can, have a little bit more of a supply on hand, right? Mm. But it's always marginal as far as what's left over. So then you get a little bit of panic going on, and all of a sudden, you find people going and unnecessarily, filling up everything they have and taking away 100 gallons at a time versus, topping the car off. And I admit, I was like, am I a gas hole yesterday? Because I was being very mindful to top off as I was needed, but I was driving from Pensacola back to Tampa.
Right.
So,
long trip, obviously, you need to, you got to do what you got to do.
The more I thought about it, I wondered if the whole gas hole phenomena was really just more of a light shining on the fact that we as people love to have someone to hate and less about what really happened. Because if just some people, when it got gas and that was enough to crumble the system, you then can create this whole thing about everybody's gone crazy and is loading up on gas, when it really just took a little shift in the demand to bring the whole thing to its knees. And it's not really about this huge issue of these people filling up on gas.
Absolutely, 100%. That's why you see tankers every day at stations, filling up their tanks and stuff. Hey, one other real quick thing, if I may, while I got you. on the vaccine stuff, the federal government and the states have invested so much money. I mean, we're talking billions and billions of dollars. And now there's so much supply of vaccine that they will do anything to get those shots in arms. And you look at the site here in Tampa at the racetrack, right, over there off of Waters and 275 or wherever. You know what I'm talking about. That site is operating every day, and it's costing like $1 million+ a day. And the other, the last report I saw was they did about 300 shots in a day. And the state is putting out like $1 million bucks, or FEMA, federal, whoever is putting out like $1 million bucks a day to keep that thing up and running.
And we've reached maximum. I mean, we might have reached saturation point. The people who will get vaccinated have. The people who haven't probably won't. And I don't know that this is enough to achieve herd immunity. And I don't want to go backwards, man.
I'm with you right there. I'm fully vaccinated. And I encourage everyone I come in contact to, you know, get it as well. But I'm not going to, you know, look disparagingly on them if they don't, you know.
That's a good attitude. You're a great caller, man. Call again, will you?
Oh, hey, this is my very first time ever calling a radio show.
Show?
What a stud.
Any radio show ever. I've listened to you off and on. I loved the Phillips File.
Hell yeah.
And so, you know, I've been away from Florida for a while, and now I'm back. And every day. So,
well, we need more callers like you, dude. You really were informative and great energy, and thank you very much.
Can I ask him one question before he goes? Since we all think he's so great.
Yeah,
we all think he's so great, and he's got so much great information.
Okay, I don't really like your attitude.
No, somebody, I was just posed the question because you said the gas goes to the planes first.
Yeah.
Do planes not take jet fuel and cars take gas?
They do. So I don't know exactly how that works, but I do know for certain that the Continental Pipeline does feed all those airports directly, and then and that they're going to ensure that those get fed first before a satellite site for all of the fuel stations. Like the Loves, where they would pull that from. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, way to ruin the call, John.
I tried to let you go on a high note, but John had to expose you. I'm sorry. I still love you, man.
Don't ever call another radio show, you dumb dildo.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. We love you, man. Thanks for calling. Seriously, dude. Thank you. Yeah, way to go, John.
Fraud. I'm sure he calls radio stations all day.
What's up, Kirstie? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Your name's Kirstie?
Kirsty.
Okay.
Hi.
Did you?
It's raining really hard right now. Of course.
Is it raining out there?
I don't know.
Where? Cool.
Did you want to talk, or did you just want to?
Yeah. Sorry.
No need to be sorry. Welcome.
Hey. Yeah, I was calling about the mask.
All right.
About still wearing them in public?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And?
Just want to tell us that you were calling about that and then didn't want to say anything about it?
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm transgender, and I just started transitioning about 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah, John.
And the masks have actually been a really good way for me to kind of be out in public and be relaxed and not be worried about what people see on my face, because frankly, the face ain't there yet.
So you want to feel like maybe a little less visible, and a mask kind of helps with that. Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah. It makes me feel safer. And also, you know, people aren't looking at your face so much anymore. I mean, if they are looking at my body, then thank you. But if they're just looking at my body and not my face, and they don't notice that much.
Yeah.
Used to be a guy, then, you know, that really helps my day go by, you know, because I can express myself without worrying that people are going to be following me around or whatever.
I like it because I get a lot more compliments on my mask than I do on my stupid face. Like, I have some pretty cool masks. And I've never received any compliments on the way I look, nor should I. But when I have a cool mask on, someone's like, oh, that's a cool mask. And I go, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. I have that one that says, cover your pie hole. And some lady in the country club, Fox Hollow Country Club bar, stopped me. And she goes, what does that mask say? Oh, my God. I thought that said cover your hole. I said, well, no.
Hey, real quick, a listener just sent me, I think, what is my only real true favorite New Wave song.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear it, John. What's it sound like?
Money, dough, cash.
This hour's bone bonus keyword is soup. Text soup to 70123 before 15 minutes past the top of the hour and go get your $1,000. Sponsored by Furman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Wesley Chapel.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word, when you hear that word? Oh, I guess I can't say it again.
No, you can't.
What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Good.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if there was a specific type or.
No, chicken noodle. I grew up on a lot of chicken noodle. So I loved it. Even though the noodles were gross, the chicken cubes were gross. That's what I think of.
You like those big thick noodles, like those egg noodles,
yeah.
Or do you like them chunky. Like the thin,
no.
like those weird little thin noodles?
No, I like the chunky chicken noodles. I love when they came out with chunky chicken because they get a big, fat, thick, almost dumpling
like. Like an egg, noodle, right? Is that what they're called?
I think egg noodles might be that. Yeah, but I love a nice thick. Like a nice thick noodle, a girthy noodle. But then my mom would serve us oodles of noodles, ramen. And I like that too. I just like noodles, John. Hi, Dave.
How was the pasta, by the way?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, man, you never said anything about that. That's not a good sign.
So delicious. The porcini tortellini that I got from Mazzaro's was amazing. The sauce my mom got was amazing. The meatballs I got from Mazzaro's were incredible. It was a phenomenal dinner. I just felt naughty afterwards.
Did something
go
wrong?
No. I just felt fat and guilty after eating that much pasta
that
night.
That's a lot of carbs, yeah.
Yeah, but it was delicious. Sorry about that, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying I can appreciate wearing a mask because I'm in the middle of getting some dental surgery.
Aww.
And so my teeth look like I played hockey recently or all my life. So half of my teeth are smashed out. Oh. So I can use the mask to approach people and they won't be freaked out.
I guess that's good. Will you continue wearing one until the... I'm not asking you like as a favor to me. I'm just asking, are you planning on wearing one, continuing to wear one until the grill work gets completed?
I believe I will, yes. And I'll use COVID or any excuse I can use to continue to wear the disguise.
All right. Well, good luck to you, sir.
Man, this thing has really brought out some sad angles of humanity.
Yeah.
I just don't want my face to be seen in public. I'm transitioning. I'm, you know.
But I think transitioning is something to celebrate.
Well, I mean, it's not your choice.
727-579-1025. Ooh, Chicken and Stars from Bolton Bucks, babe. Remember Chicken and Stars?
Yeah.
The stars are all weird.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, what's a star? Like that's not enough. I mean, you're talking about big, thick noodles. That's a little bitch-ass noodle.
That
shouldn't even be called a noodle.
It should call bitch-ass noodles.
Yeah.
I want a nice, thick one. I want to just shove it in my mouth, and I got to go.
Yeah. If that single noodle can't clog my airway, then GTFO.
If I'm not gasping for breath with tears in my eyes saying, more daddy, except like this. I don't want it in my mouth.
Not a noodle. In a noodle. Yeah.
727-579-1025 It's Okay, It's Not Okay is next. It is about the ransomware situation and what the right thing to do in that scenario would be. Did we negotiate with terrorists? Did we give them license to do it again to our fuel supply? We'll find out next on Drew Garabo Live. Renewal by Anderson of Florida has the perfect time and opportunity to update your home with added savings. Enjoy the beauty and quality that only Renewal by Anderson of Florida offers. Go to their website, rbafla.com. You'll find out all that they can do to beautify your house, and they'll give you a pretty sweet deal to do it. In fact, if you buy two windows and or patio doors, you'll get the third for 60% off. Plus, no money down, no payments or interest for 12 months with approved credit. Restrictions apply. Minimum purchase of three windows and or patio doors required for discount. They stand behind their products with a robust warranty. They do great work. RBAFLA.com to find out more. And if you are looking for a new job, They're looking for sales consultants to join their growing team in Tampa. Just call 855-830-2420 or email Amy at melickgrp.com. Renewal by Anderson of Florida. See sales associate for complete details. License number CGC1527613.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.